decided and extend. Advaita Siddhi. He has embraced devotional school and almost accepting both as parallel. Nidvikalpa Samadhi and Vishnu Bhakta, one and same. In his introduction in Bhagavad Gita, he says, Niruddhi Chetasipuna, Savikalpa Samadhina, Nidvikalpa Samadhistu Bhavedatta Tribhumika. Buddhisthate Satastadde Dhitiye Paravodhita, Ante Vishnu Buddhisthate Naiva Sadabhavaditam. The Samadhi of the Yogis are three classes. In the beginning, sometimes in Samadhi and sometimes you have external Samadhi. In the second stage, when he is in Samadhi, if any interruption, disturbance comes from outside, then he comes out to this world, otherwise not. And in the third stage, he never rises from his Samadhi, always continue. No external pressure can bring him back to the world consciousness. That's all. And he comes here to say that as a Vishnu Bhaktascha Kuchhati, at that time we can say also a Vishnu Bhakta. Puzzling all. Vishnu Bhakta is not conscious of any. He is conscious of the leader, person of the. But he anyhow draws this to Vishnu Bhakti in Vaikuntha. This Nidvikalpa Samadhi, the highest stage of Samadhi, and the, to become Vishnu Bhakta is similar. That is his art. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has warned against him. And many things. He has also compiled a commentary of the first three shloka of Bhagavatam, accepted Bhagavatam. But in his own way he has taken it. He has taken bhakti to the todiya. In the first stage of devotion, we belong to him. That is the conception. In the second stage, he belongs to me. He puzzles here. In the case of Chandravadi, she thinks that I belong to Krishna. And in the stage of Radharani, she thinks, Hari belongs to me. Krishna belongs to me. Todiyo modiyo. And this gentleman comes and says, then after that, Tadaham, I am he. And they has created a sloka from the mouth of Hanumanji. In the name of Hanumanji, they have created one sloka. Deho Buddha. Dasuham. The sloka does not come to me. Deho Buddhaham Dasushmi. When I come to the plane of this body, then I am his servant. Manobuddha Tadamsaka. When I identify with my mind, then I feel that I am his part and parcel. Atmabuddha tadiva, tadivaho. And when I go to look to my soul, then I see that I am he and me, same, one and same. Iti me nishchitamati. This is my determined opinion. Opinion. That's what I feel. I composed the slok just in the opposite way. I forgot that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has learned that there are many expressions in his writings. Apparently, ordinary man would think that he is a great performer of bhakti school. But at the end, he has given a pure mayavad. So one must be warned against his tactics. Physical strength he had inconceivable. It is written in some place, one stone by single hand he removed from one place to another, which about 30 people could not do. Such strength he possessed, physical strength. And he was very fond of eating plantain. About 100 plantain he could eat and digest, something like one big cluster planted. Hanuman is also fond of plantain. About Bhim we do not find so much, but Madhvacharya was the favorite. Food was plenty.
What was the origin of this Tattvavadi philosophy then?
Tattvavadi Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya, origin is from Brahma. Sri Krishna, Brahma, Deva, Devarshi, Narada, then Vyas. Then from Vyas, Madhva, in this way.
But the present Tattvavadi is the same thing.
Yes, more or less same thing. Their city is Udupi, Mysore, Karnataka. So, Tattvavadi. 8 months are there. Ochidananda told he visited them As one of the Tattvavadi, little liver, he came to visit Gauriya Math. Little liver. And when Uchidananda visited, then they were so orthodox that they did not even talk with Uchidananda. Very beef eater, so we should not talk with him. Then a gentleman who came to visit Gauriya Math, he was a little liberal. Through him, Vachudananda told me, I asked that gentleman who did not want to speak to me direct, ask him whether beef has got more capacity to make one sinful, or Krishna Nam has got more strength to remove that sin. Which is the stronger? The beef is stronger, or the holy name of Krishna is stronger? One gives us sin, and another purifies us. Who is the stronger?
Yes.
Then, of course, he was compelled to say, the Krishna Nam is more, infinitely more stronger than beef. Can pollute. Then, if we take the name, we have faith in the name of the Lord, then that sin may not be removed. This way, he put the act. At that time, he was a little bewildered and did not say much. Whatever he said, he did not mention, but he was weakened in his argument. Some question of aparadha, etc., might have been taken into that position. Aparadha shunyahe rai Krishna nam. Then the name can purify, comes to purify us. When we commit offense, it is not possible to be purified in this. The principle you have to accept, that name can purify from any sort of sin committed. The Tattvavadi, very strict. Mahaprabhu also visited them and discarded them. It is as mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find that you give more importance to mukti, emancipation, and to varnashram karma. But Srimad Bhagavat has discarded both of them. Neither mukti is our end, nor this karma, varnashram karma, that is our desirable thing, can give us the desired end. Both karma and mukti has been discarded in Bhagavat. And you try to establish those two.
Those present Tattvavadis, they say there's three types of jiva, sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic jivas.
That may be. That doesn't matter, it is accepted by all. Sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, everywhere, not only in human species, but in animals, in trees, amongst the devotees, everywhere this Sakti, Rajasik, Tamasik classification, sub-classification.
But they say it is the quality of the jiva, directly.
But the soul is nirguna above sattva-guna.
Yes.
And they are except nicho bhavangata. Even amongst the divided souls, there is also gradation. As such accepted by nicho bhavangata. Nicho evang uccha, gradation amongst, they all do not merge in the same position. But there is hierarchy, gradation, nicho uccha. Tarotam manchati hiyan, tarotama. Bhagavat Tatparja. Written by Madhvacharya Parashar. Gita Tatparja, Bhagavat Tatparja. From quotation of Madhva, in his Tika on Bhagavatam, it was found that three shakti, antaranga, bahiranga and tatastha, three shakti, he quoted from Puran, Ranjitam, with Vibarneno in this way, in Ekadash Kandha Parash. To explain some shloka, it was found Ranjitam again. That means three potencies: tatastha, bahiranga, antaranga, and tatastha. In Vishnu Purana also. Tithiyāśaktirīṣyati. Kriyatākṣe khetra-gakkhā-tathāpara.
Vishnu-sakti-parāprakṣa
khetra-gakkhā-tathāpara.
Abhijya-karma-saṅgāna.
Tithiyāśaktirīṣyati. In Vishnu Purāṇa. And Madhvacārya quoted from somewhere. He went to see Vasudev, and it is told that he met Vasudev and got some direct instruction. And he came home and he converted his sannyas guru first. His first conversion was his sannyas guru, Achyuta Prekho, the Mayavadi. And he was given them Paddanava. Srimadhasri Paddanava, Srimandri Hari Madhava, Akhubha. Direct disciples, four direct disciples. Srimadhasri Paddanava, Srimandri Hari Madhava, and Akhubha. Four direct disciples successively Acharya. Then gradually their age must grow. Eight deities, temples with deities and eight Acharyas. And in each mount there was one preacher. The Acharya, they were busy with the paricharya of the deity, and another representative of him used to preach, to collect disciples for the Acharya. But gradually it came that that the preachers began to collect disciples for their own. And passed the age, and then began many. The Uttarari Math or something like that, they could collect more men in their favor than for that much, we are told. And I met the Acharya of that much, Acharya of preacher, the guru, and had a stop fighting. Mrs. Man Maharaj, I cripple, that is Madam Mara, etc. We were there. Vigraha, Lord Krishna. Dehi dehi vibhago yang neshari vidyate kochit. Our point. And he told that within the Archamurti there is God. And their body is not God in Archa. We told no. A whole self. Whole self is transcendental. We cannot find it or feel it. But according to Shastra, it is so. He put objection. Then ultimately he had to submit in case of Krishna Lila. I told when Krishna Krishna showed that he is being killed by the Jara bad. Do you admit that there was blood oozing? But yes, it is mentioned. The blood oozing from the body. And what is that blood? It is really blood or a soul? No, it is a soul. And then the Krishna showed that he is dying, blood oozing, and the blood is not material blood, but to our senses it is material blood. He showed that the shalagram, if it is crushed by a hammer, then it is reduced to pieces. I told that it is our offensive conception. Offensive conception. We find it like that, but we must not believe it. It is not the truth. Our offensive experience of our senses. But it is not the truth. It is not the fact. It is a show. But he did not admit. But as when I get the example of Krishna Lila, then he had to admit that what we experience with our eyes, that blood oozing, that is not real blood. That is deceiving our senses. But a similar case here, in the case of shalagram, reduced to dust by the hammer, this is like that. And I gave a quotation from Bhagavatam. That was of course very fine argument there. Subhavilam to sarangyat. I heard from Prabhupada to explain in that way as much as I could remember. Lila koi buddhilam. Sarvabhidam tasaram yat, in the end of Bhagavata. Sarvabhidam tasaram yat, brahmatmaikatva. Sarvabhidam tasaram yat, brahmatmaikatva lakhanam. Vastadjitiyam tan nishtam kaivallaikat prayojanam. What is the highest necessity in us? To try to remain always in the faith of the revealed truth and not to allow ourselves to come down from that level and to think that what we experience through our senses, that is true. We won't allow ourselves. We must try to keep our faith always. That what I see, it is false. It is Maya, illusion. My mind, my senses, they cannot find truth. The ordinary magician can deceive them. And my mind and my senses may be deceived by a skillful magician. So we must not rely on them. We must rely on the sent person, on the revealed truth. And they are deceiving my mind, my eyes, my ear, deceiving me. And kaivalyam, we must, sent person, we must take our position on the level of that revealed truth and never allow ourselves to come down to the world of experience. Sarva-vedanta saraṁ yat, this is the very gist of all the old Vedanta. He says, this is all Maya. Brahmātmaikatta lakkhaṁ, Brahmā, Brahmā paramātmā, and Bhagavān, these three of same level, similar, not same, but similar level. Addayagan. Vastad dityam addayagan. Somewhere it comes as Paramatma to some section. To some section it comes as Brahma. To another section it is Bhagavan, Bhajaniya, to be worshipable. The highest section. She is the ultimate cause, the object of their service. For dedication and not all comprehensive consciousness, neither all permeating and regulating principles of the ultimate reality. But he is for himself, we are for him. We are to serve him, we are to satisfy him. For his enjoyment, our existence possible. In this way, this is the highest. Brahmātmaikatva lakkhanam vastadityam tannishtam kaivallaika prayojanam. And the continued consciousness on this plane, tannishtam, that's vastadityam, adhyagyananishtam, adhyagyan swayam Bhagavan. Tannishtam kaivallaika prayojanam. To maintain uninterrupted continuity our existence in the plane of service, that we are to worship him, we are to serve him, we are to love him. He is so beautiful, he is so loving. Our end of life is in his satisfaction. Kaivallaika prayojanam. With this kaivallaika prayojanam, we must not allow ourselves to deviate from the faith which is revealed to us by the scripture, and must not allow ourselves to be drawn down by the charm of the world of this mundane sense experience. He was a big pandit, big scholar. We have not so scholarship, not so much well-read. that gentleman when he used to come to Benares, he, by beat of drum, he announced to the Mayavadis, come and discuss with me if you have any right. You want to prove that devotion, Jeev and Bhagavan is both real and both different, not one and same, as you say. You put in this way, that man. But he was silenced at the face of Guru. I heard it once, our Guru Maharaj explained this sloka. Kaivalyaika prayojanam, this word kaivalya, it misguides everyone, mostly, that kaivalya, Shankar, kevala, kevaladvaita, kaivalyaika prayojanam. One gentleman came and began his argument with the help of this sloka of Bhagavatam to Prabhupada. I saw Prabhupada went up to his own room and came back with the edition where Jiva Goswami's comment on this sloka in Bhagavatam and began to read. And Jiva Goswami said, that brahma-atmaikatva lakkhanam, brahma-atma, atma means jiva-atma, eko-lakkhanam, brahma-atma. That man wanted to prove, brahma-atmaikatva lakkhanam, that is jiva-atma and the brahma, one and the same. It is mentioned in Bhagavatam in the conclusion book. But Prabhupada refuted, and with the argument of Jiva Goswami. In the beginning, tattam yaj jnanam adyayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdati vadanti tattavidas tattam yaj jnanam adyayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan. Here, in the conclusion, that the beginning resolution is being satisfied. Tattva vidanta saram yat brahmatmaikatva vajna atma means paramatma, atma dehi vidujive sadhavi paramatman. The meaning of Atma is Paramatma also. So here Paramatma, in the sense of Paramatma it is used. Because there also, the Adyaya Gyan. Tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat Brahma. Here, that very beginning has been drawn here in conclusion. Brahma-atma-ikattva-lakhanam vastad-dityam. Brahma-paramatma-lakhanam adhityavastu. Vastad-dityam tannishtham kaivadlam. That adhya-jnana-nishtha tat-sambandhiya. Natu tat-ikattva-kaivadlam. Tat-sambandhiya kaivadlam. Tasmin nishtha yukta kai bolta ek prayojanam kai bolla lila tattu lila kai bolla lila kai bol continuous no interruption no falling down from that plane continued presence there. That is Lidayan Pravesha. Tatu Lidayan Pravesha. In that plane, then the Lila is going on to have entrance, admission in that plane. And not to come up. Vastu Siddhi. Vastu Siddhi. Not to come back from there. For eternity to have entrance. plus the time.
10 to 10, Maharaj.
Ramchandra Vijay Utsav is also today.
Yes.
Ramchandra. Ravan was killed and Ramchandra came back. Hare Krishna. In UP, amongst the Khatriyas, this Ramchandra Vijay Utsav is celebrated with much grandeur. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Nidai Gaur Hare Gaur. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Dhiro Datta, the hero of different types. Dhiro Santo, Dhiro Datta, Dhiro Uddhata, Dhiro Lodito. Krishna is reckoned among the class of Dhiro Lodito. Continuous pleasure pastimes. Ramchandra Dhiru Datta. They are many playful, Lalita. Playful. As a Dhiru Datta, the form generosity is found in Ramchandra Charita. More liberal. Generosity is made in Ramchandra Charita. Dhiro Dat, Udat, Udat means liberal. Dedicated form, dedicated life, dedicated for others. Yeah, that. So a small person in his kingdom, among his subjects, made some remark about Sita. She lived a full year in under the control of Ravana, and Ram has taken her, accepted. But I am not going to do so. One washerman told to his wife, Ram may do, but I won't. You lived in another's house, I won't accept. Through the spy, this news reached Ramchandra. And Ramchandra asked Bhakshman, take Sita to the forest, the ashram of Valmiki, put her there. I can't accept her. The subject, the people, they have got us the audacity to remark on my character in such a way. And if I am to sit on the throne, then I can't accept this sort of bad name. I shall have to cope successfully with their obedience. So Sita was banished. Uda, Uda. His father had a promise to her stepmother that I shall give you three boons. But the father could not utter it, could not command to Ramchandra You see, he wants to banish you and to make his heart son enthroned here, king. Father could not, but Ramchandra, when he heard, he took it. It is my duty to carry out the commitment of my father. He may not say, or may not order, or may order, or may not order. But I am his successor, not only of the throne, but his commitment, debt. I must accept not the the hard cash, this property, but also debt, my father's commitment to my stepmother. I must, it is my duty to do that, or my father may not pronounce such harsh word on me. So he went to banishment, self-banishment. Udar, dhirodatta, and dhiro uddhata, bhimishan, a little cruel and rough, and that is his continued characteristic with him. Dhira Lalita is Krishna, dhira udatta, Ramchandra, dhira uddhata, Bhimsen, and dhira Santa is Yudhishthira. His character is always submissive, not excited, always good brain. Whatever the circumstances unfavorable comes from him, he is not excited, very patiently. And that patience not for the time being, but continuous. Yudhishthira, who is firm in internal feud. Yudhi means in fight. Sthira means firm, undisturbed. He is undisturbed in any sort of, to meet any circumstances, never excited. That was his name, Dhira Santo. And Dhira Uddhata Bhimsen, Dhira Udatta Ramchandra, and Dhira Lalita Krishna, always playing mood, putti. Lila Chandra.